Welcome to the teleconference of GetNinjas to discuss the results about the first quarter 2023. We have here present in this session Eduardo Letelier, Investor Relations and CEO, and Mr. Lucas Arruda, CFO. At this point, all the participants are connected just as listeners. And later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when we have further instructions. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being recorded and simultaneously translated. Before resuming, we'd like to clarify that eventual statements here during this teleconference about the business perspectives of the company, estimated financial and operational goals, our beliefs and premises of the board of directors GetNinjas, and also the current information available. Future consideration is not a guarantee of performance because they bring risk, uncertainties, and premises because they refer to unforeseen future events. The economic conditions, the industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company, conducting to results that are materially different from the ones expressed in future considerations. I would like to pass the floor to GetNinjas. Please, Eduardo, the floor is yours. Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for your attendance in our conference of results. They start with, we communicated to the market 2 weeks ago. Cynthia is not the CFO of the company, and we would like to thank greatly her work since the IPO, and Lucas Arruda participating in the call is now the CFO, as we announced in the opening session. The focus of 2023 is to accelerate the growth, especially keeping the efficiency in marketing investments and every quarter reducing our cash burn. And this quarter, we could have a cash burn reduction in 64%, 36 million in 4 quarters after the IPO, to 13 million in the last 4 quarters. We improved the result by 44% above 22. We resumed the growth, we lower investment in market, an 18% increase compared to the fourth quarter 22. And we continue to increase efficiency, attracting professionals and clients. This map we showed you before in other presentation, GetNinja is present all over Brazil, the biggest marketplace of services, a big opportunity. We always comment, we are a dominant player in product, jobs, real estate services is one of the opportunities classified that is still open. Lots of opportunities for growth, bringing to online, bringing to the platform what happens informally, word of mouth. That's what we have been working. Our business model is simple. The client requests the service. This request is broadcasted to our professionals. The professionals pay to give a quote. The client chooses the professional and the quote. If you want a professional that can be faster or the best price, the choice is upon the client's hands. And then we had 1.1 million clients' requests in the quarter, 4.8 professional base, 173,000 active, revenue 16 million. Gross profit 14.6 million, net loss 2.1 million in this quarter. And this loss is possibly near a break even if the financial result was aligned with the previous months. We had an effect of Lojas Americanas in our financial result because some of the funds that we invested had private equity, a small part. And as if there was a big difference in the market of this bond, the financial profit was lower, but it's still above CDI in the period. But even though bringing a little bit of loss, that could have been the quarter almost zero, our Reclame Aqui score is very good, 9.2 on the apps as well, in Android and also iPhone, iOS. This is very good. The score 4.3 Pro and Cli 4.7 and Apple 4.3 and 4.08. Client request, we have compared to the first quarter last year, especially because of this marketing decrease. And we select the investments. We have been investing in clients that have higher return to us. We are going to show the evolution of these customers in a few slides. And then we had an increase compared to last quarter for Q22. And then we are still horizontal, spread in different categories. This is very important always to our business model, because in some points, the market is for more categories, more than others. And I will give you now an example. Lots of people are moving. So we have painting of new apartments that are delivered. When people want to save some money because it's expensive to buy a new refrigerator, they fix the old one. So we have technical assistance to repair refrigerators. So we have a platform that geographically is present all over the country and with different categories, protecting us from market variations. That is seasonality and depending on the economy, that is the impact on the business. But when you have a pool of diversified categories, you create a hedge for market movements. Our occurrence of customers is still growing. And here we are rounding up numbers. That's why it's the same as the last quarter, but it's growing steadily. 57% of the clients are customers that request something on Get Ninjas and they are back. And our professional base is growing. We had an accelerated growth in 21. We created the necessary base for the business and it's still growing quarter after quarter. And we have 4.8 million registered professionals. Now I pass the floor to Lucas Arruda talking about our revenue. Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. We are on page 10, talking about gross revenue. Edu mentioned in the beginning of the presentation, we had an increase compared to the first quarter 22, 3%, and a growth of 18% compared to the fourth quarter 22. There was a reduction of 25% of the investments in marketing compared to the previous year. So we still have a revenue with a growth with lower investments, and we are going to show the impact on the margin that is meaningful. We have seasonality. We see the end of the year, especially December, lots of holidays. So there is a reduction on the volume, but there is also a positive impact of some demands. The first quarter, January, we see positive seasonality too. We see 18% growth compared to the previous quarter, because of business evolution and the seasonality that we see in the end of the year, in the beginning of this year. And here is a point that Edu commented before. We see the revenue divided by requests, and the evolution is positive. We're talking about 27% growth in the revenue by request. We had the first, comparing the first quarter 22-23. This increase on requests is fruit from different initiatives that we have internally, and we get the best requests and get the best pros and match them both to find the best professional to that client's request. We have been working hard, the different initiatives that are not so transparent to you, but here we see the result, the conclusion of these initiatives. We keep on working, but this is a positive evolution, and we would like to highlight here. Net revenue is aligned to the gross revenue. The growth is 1% to compare to last year and 18% compared to last quarter. Margin is stable. We see the variation of gross profit aligned, and we have been working for the consistency throughout the quarters, keeping it. This is a proof of consistency and the maintenance of platform. And here we mentioned the commercial and marketing expenses and the investments we make to bring clients' requests and new professionals in. We see a relevant reduction comparing the first quarter 22, first quarter 23, a reduction of 25%. So when we say that the volume of requests dropped, is influenced by this marketing investment. We are highlighting that we are reducing investment, reducing the requests. The revenue is stable. We have revenue similar to the quarters, even with the 25% reduction, and also an increase of 10% in the volume of requests, 18% in the revenue comparing the first quarter this year and the last quarter last year, and the same marketing investment. So this is the evidence of efficiency gain, bringing the best requests, the best professionals in, and matching them. And here we see the evolution of commercial expenses. There was a peak in 21. We work with the expenses to reduce, bringing more efficiency in 22. And we see that is a constant reduction, and we are 25% underneath what it was in 22. And this is another point that is also interesting. We see gross profit minus marketing expenses. So we see the margin according to revenue, and it's a constant evolution, this reduction of marketing investment, bringing more efficient, generating more revenue every request, improving our margins quarter after quarter. So we have a constant evolution first quarter 22 with a margin that was good, influenced by the investments that we had in 21. This is not the best comparison, but we see the evolution the last four quarters. We see a positive evolution that we kept the margin. And this again is another example, concrete evidence on efficiency gains. We have been working, and the margin is improving quarter after quarter. It's the biggest margin that we got in the last 2 or 3 years. Administrative and general expenses, there is a reduction of 8% compared to the previous year, the same level compared to the last year. The main variation that we had in 2023, when the sales team was outsourced services like legal services and lower amortization of projects, add to a non-recurring effect, the reversal of provisions that positively impact the first quarter 22. And here we talk about the structure of the company and people. We had a relevant reduction compared to the beginning of 22, the same level. We finish with the same amount of employees that we had last year, and we keep in this first quarter 194 employees. Tech and product teams are the relevant part of our company. They represent 40% of total employees, and we have been working to keep this team helping developing products, functionalities, bringing more evolution to the platform, we are still investing to keep this team with a good stability. Explaining now our EBITDA adjusted, we have EBITDA and some adjusts that are relevant to show you a close reality of our daily activities, the adjusts that we have, non-recurring expenses, and stock option plan that we had in 22, affecting the comparison. So we observe EBITDA adjusted of 5.7 in 23, no recurring expenses, just the stock option plan. In the first quarter 22, we have these two effects. And even removing these values, we still have EBITDA better in 23 than what we had in 22. One more proof of the positive evolution of our business. And here we are comparing the same EBITDA adjusted 23 and 22 with this improvement compared to the fourth quarter. We have positive improvement, so we keep on gaining efficiency. Page 20, we are getting to the end of this presentation. Net profit, Edu commented, we had a loss of 2.1 million in 23, is 1.6 million better than it was in the beginning of 22 because of marketing investment reduction, efficiency gain, but it could have been better if we did not have the impact in our financial result. Financial result was 5.5 million in the first quarter, a decrease of the first quarter of 22 and underneath of the fourth quarter of 22 because of the events that occurred in the Brazilian corporate credit market in the first month because of the American market, the factors that you know, but we have a negative impact in the profitability of our funds and this reduces our results and the impact here, but it's a positive impact anyway. We keep on giving a positive return on these wallets, decreasing the profitability January, February, and March, we are back to normal compared to the months before. We expecting a good result, but this is a positive result showing a trend of improvement. And here we see the evolution, a positive trend. The final quarter could have been better, but we believe that the trend is going to be kept for the following quarters. And the final page of this presentation, we meant cash flow variation, and then we reduce the cash burn considerably. If we see the four quarters of the IPO, 36 million reais burn reduced to 64%, 13 million reais in the last four quarters. This quarter was 2.2, lower than the fourth quarter last year and the first quarter 2022. So we have been working to keep our cash, to improve efficiency, so we can get more results. And this is ongoing quarter after quarter. We do not have debt or any other liability that compromise our cash flow and our operational model that generates positive cash flow. The professionals pay before using coins to buy leads. And that's the final page of our presentation. And now we open up the floor for Q&A. I'll give you directions. We open up the floor for Q&A. Thank you. We are going to open up the floor for Q&A sessions for investors and analysts. If you wish to ask a question, please send a message using Q&A box with your name, company, and your question. Wait until we collect all the questions. The first question is from Mr. Lucas A. When and how the company is going to generate operational cash? Thank you, Lucas. We do not have a guideline of when, but how we can answer about it. We had this first years right after the IPO, an acceleration to create this professional base, investing in marketing. The last quarter, we reduced these marketing investments. Our growth was impacted. We reduced strongly this growth, but now in this quarter, we see the X market growth in the last quarter as we reduced and grew. Our growth was hidden by this, but now we are going to have evident growth. And we believe with this growth, we are going to start to generate leverage for the operations. And with this leverage, we can generate operational cash. A good page that we show is our revenue minus marketing quarter after quarter is growing this amount. This revenue minus marketing, we use it to pay the fixed costs as it is a tech company that develops a product. This is relevant, but with a revenue growth and cost adjusts, and with this evolution of recurrence that we observe, fixed costs, I believe that soon they are going to be paid and the company will generate cash again. I'd like to remind you, if you want to ask questions, you can place your question on the Q&A, stating your name, company, and the question. We are collecting the questions now. Mr. Lucas A has a second question. What is the company's opinion about partnerships as an alternative channel when we see high costs of acquisition online? Why do not invest more in, for example, condominiums, retailings, and insurance companies? Here it is, Lucas. We have been working on this partnership. This is an alternative channel, very interesting. We are developing this throughout time, but this runs in parallel to marketing investments. Then we show that we are gaining efficiency, working to reduce the costs. So we believe that we can complement, and the main channel acquisition is investments, bringing volume. But these partnerships bring request volume, new professionals, visibility to the company, helping us to participate and engage in these market segments. We consider this complementary approach that we have been working, gaining efficiency and relevance on both ends. And if I may complement Lucas' answer, for 12 years, I am an entrepreneur, and I see that the startups, the tech startups, they go to the cemetery of startups because very soon they invest exclusively in strategic partnership. What is the big hit, the big catch, the big difficulty? Most of the times when you are in the beginning, your interesting partners are big, bigger than you, much bigger. And then for this partnership to work out, you need to integrate products, you need strategic alignment. Everything requires effort. And for things to evolve and get well, if you need to capture value, it's interesting to you, and generate value is going to be interesting to the partner. That's why that throughout our history, we grow independently and build the biggest service marketplace and have a big base of professionals and clients. And now, the last years, it makes more sense that partners, external partners that are relevant, traditional partners, as you mentioned some examples here, retailers, insurance companies, building administration, work with Getting Ninjas. It's something that we have been working, and the more we grow, the easier it gets to get these partnerships make sense to both ends. And I would like to complement, the question has a statement, the high cost of online acquisition, this cost that we are improving throughout the years, and also other possibilities on acquisition, not online necessarily. It could be a company that generates growth. Then again, if you want to ask a question, you can use the Q&A box with your name, company, and question. We are collecting the questions. Next question is Lucas A. Third question. The point of view of capital allocation and considering the current market value of the company, what are your plans for the cash position? Can you please inform the alternatives to buy or extraordinary dividends even without these profits? Lucas, thank you so much for the question. As you mentioned in your question, we do not have this kind. We cannot buy, we do not have income retained, that's why we cannot rebuy our stocks, not even dividends. There are other companies, we understand they are in similar situation as ours, and we are constantly communicating with regulations and internally discussing capital allocation. At this point, we do not have anything new about this topic, and it's very relevant for the stockholders all over the company. As soon as we have some data about it, we will open it up. But generally speaking, we see the situation of rebuying the stocks with good eyes, but because of technical aspects, we cannot have it. We buy the stocks again because we do not have reserve, necessary reserve. Our cash does not have the necessary support to be used for this objective. Next question is Mr. Antonio Nicasso, Nick Labs. Do you intend to continue reducing the investment in marketing in the next months and year? What is the objective? Hi, Antonio. We do not intend to reduce the marketing investment so considerably as we did between 23, 22, and part of 22 and 21. The necessary adjustments that we need in our market investments were done already. What we intend is that this investment is more profitable to keep aligned the budget that we invested, of course, with some variations up and down, depending on marketing channels that we see that are more or less profitable with more LTV, lifetime value on the client use and acquisition. We are constantly monitoring this metric. This marketing channel is worth putting more money. Everybody is bringing users, they have returned. This channel does not make sense anymore because this user it brings is non-recurrent. So we are always observing the rear view mirror. There are models that we can estimate this return on investment in marketing. And part of this modeling, we look at the rear view mirror empirically and then we calibrate. Having said that, we expect positive or negative variations, but not changing levels on marketing investment as we do currently. Then again, if you have a question, please use the Q&A box with your name, company, and question. Wait up till we collect the questions. Our next question comes from Jessica, JP Morgan. If you could deep dive the initiatives to reduce the cash burn in 2023. And the second question, if we can expect an expansion of revenue for the following quarters. Good morning, Jessica. Lucas here. The initiatives that we have to reduce cash burn in 2023 is aligned to what we are doing already. And we are having results already, improving efficiency on our investments. The main lines that we have are marketing investments, and we are increasing the margin on these investments. So we bring a higher revenue with the same level of investments. This generates a reduction of cash burn. And we are always seeking opportunities to reduce cost in our general and administrative expenses. There are initiatives and cost reductions. So trimming your nails is a constant work. We are doing this recurrently with a positive result. Cash burn decreases the margins, improving it in a positive way. And revenue expansions for the next quarters. We have been working on it and comparing the first quarter and the final quarter last year, that is a growth already of 18%. There are other quarters we expect a positive growth. We had in 2022 some effects on higher investment in marketing. So we are going to have more comparable quarters. So we could have grown if it was not for the investment reduction or any condition. We understand that at this point on, the quarters are going to be more comparable and the performance and growth is going to be more evident so we can see it. We already see the growth returning and we keep on keeping it for the next quarters. If you want to ask a question, use Q&A button with your name, company, and question. Wait up till we collect the question. So if you want to ask a question, use Q&A button with your name, company, and question. We are collecting the questions. Next question is Mr. Jorge Prihi Jr. How do you see competition with the reduction for services? Hi, Jorge, thank you so much for your question. As we had the IPO, there was rumors in the market of companies working in platforms of services. And in the last years, with funding, we saw these stories not moving ahead. And we see some of the retailers with a small participation install services like furniture assembly. And we believe that the retailers now, they have bigger concerns because of the Chinese products shine credit. And that's why there is this divergency on the focus. They are more concerned about their core business. And I believe that generally speaking, we have a lower competition than what we saw last quarter or what we expect to see last year in other years. This does not give us a wild card not to get market share. Yes, we are growing, but I believe that now we do not have a direct platform. The occurrency is the client goes to WhatsApp, ask for referrals. They are not specific platforms. If you want to ask your question, you click on Q&A button with your name, company, and question. We are collecting the questions. Our next question is Mr. Matheus Loan. Good morning. First, in April, we saw a decrease of the corporate credit participation in the investment. My question is if you intend to continue this trend, and what is the focus on cash investment of the company that today is around 270 million? And the tax to recover in number 9, ITR needs profit to be recovered. Thank you for the question, Matheus. Yes. After the recent events on credit, we take the decision of rebalance the investments. And we had a small part on corporate credit. Now this part is even lower. But most of the cash is invested in treasury, public bonds, or CBDs of personal banks. All the bank crisis as well in the USA makes us, the Brazilian system, we have our defense. There are different, but of course, the company is more conservative investing their cash. The second part of your question is the tax to recover on ITR if needs profit to be recovered. Most part of taxes, in order to be recovered, they are investment quote. And these taxes, they could be used as credit or federal taxes, like PIS and COFINS, and of course, IRPJ. So there's no need to get profit in order to recover these taxes because it can be deducted from federal taxes that we paid before, even without profit. And then again, to ask a question, you can write on Q&A with your name, company, and your question. We are collecting the questions. Next question is Mr. Vanderlei Kinski. What about the labor liabilities and lease increase? The lease was zero in the last quarter. What are you leasing? Vanderlei, we have variations, normal variations in labor liability, that is variation of the payroll aligned with the previous quarter, and they are part of the team management. About leasing, leasing is the office that we currently have. That is a new office. We had a period of latency, a grace period without payment, but now we have payment and we see variations. This is an office according to the team that we have. And if you want to place a question, use Q&A box with your name, company, and question. We are waiting for more questions. Next question is Mr. Geraldo Germano. What about capital reduction? Have you thought about it? Thank you for the question, Geraldo. Of course, all the alternatives of cash allocation have been already considered, but there is no official position about capital reduction. We believe that we need to balance the expenses of the company before going to this way. Currently, the company has operational loss that is part recovered by the financial investment. So let's follow to see if we are going to do it. It's going to be in the future, but it's something that is being considered along with other alternatives. Wait until we collect all the questions, please. There is a question in English from Olikos.
Obrigado, Oleg, pela sua pergunta.
Oleg, for your question. The first question, we do not disclose our cost per lead because of a strategic aspect and also the marketing investments. Most of the time, they attract clients and professionals. The same campaign attracts both. Of course, there are campaigns more focused on pros, other in customers, but they have a double effect. And any calculation on cost per professional, cost per lead, would take and consider some balance, and this balance that is constantly being under evolution and refined. For internal numbers, we are comfortable to work with this balance. For external numbers, we are not so comfortable to disclose because it is approximate numbers. And the second question, why don't we cut non-tech G&A expenses to get profitable? Of course, we have been studying and calibrating the company. What we realize in the slides of evolution on teams, growing the teams throughout 21 and 22, and then later calibrating the team, and the ratio of technology was the same, and the number of tech, the ratio in the payroll is steady, And of course, we have been investing more in tech than what we invested in the past. But of course, although we can adjust here and there, the company will always adjust. We need the support areas to keep the company with the highest score in Reclame Aqui, generating more requests, more customers, and the environment is attractive to talents. We are an open company, so we have a financial area to have this call and audit the company. This Q&A session is over. We would like to pass the microphone to Eduardo for his final considerations. Hello. Thank you so much for your attendance here, for the questions you sent. We are going to continue our work and the follow-up. Our RI team is at your service. If you have follow-up questions, we can talk more. This Get Ninjas video conference is closed. We thank you so much for your attendance and participation. Have you all a great day.